Johns Hopkins University has asked the General Assembly for permission to establish its own police department so it can better protect its campuses from violent crime. Yesterday, the state Senate gave initial approval to a bill fulfilling that request. WYPR's Rachel Bay has more.
Debate on the bill lasted more than an hour on Wednesday. Baltimore City Senators Jill Carter and Mary Washington were the lone voices of opposition. Together, they proposed 9 different amendments. All of them failed. Washington, whose district includes Hopkins' Homewood campus, said the university has misled the public on what the bill would do.
They have promoted this to the Baltimore City that they will be a full police force that will help with all the concerns of its population around violent crime. And yet, this police department will have a force that will only handle theft, burglary, and motor vehicle taking.
They will not handle sexual assault, rape, murder, aggravated assault, robbery, larceny, or arson.
It is simply a security force with guns.
She worried about the message approving a private police force sends to Baltimore residents.
That if you don't like the police force, if it's not serving your needs, then you need to get some money and get a billionaire and get a $7 billion operation to stand behind you and get your own police force. You're on your own.
Hopkins would be the first private entity in the state with its own police authority. Washington also expressed concerns about what that means for accountability. Unlike the police who work for public universities, they won't be responsible to taxpayers or elected officials. But Senate Judicial Proceedings Chairman Bobby Zirkin, whose committee considered the bill, said in an interview after the debate that the legislation has plenty of accountability measures.
I've never seen more accountability in a piece of legislation. All the bills that we've seen over the years about police accountability, every aspect of it is in this bill for one small police force.
Just like with the Baltimore police, complaints would go through the Civilian Review Board. The Hopkins police would also receive feedback from a new accountability board. But Zirkin said the biggest check on the new police comes from lawsuits.
If something happens with a public police force, or a public entity for that matter, Baltimore City is capped at the damages they would have to pay. So if they run over somebody with a vehicle, if the person ends up being a paraplegic, it's $400,000. It's a hard cap on damages.
Lawsuits against Hopkins would not have the same limitations. Hopkins' proposal has elicited passionate testimony on both sides of the issue, even just this week. On Tuesday, Congressman Elijah Cummings came to Annapolis to urge the Baltimore House delegation to approve the bill. A group of Hopkins students were later ejected from the same meeting when they began protesting inside the hearing room. Andrea Fraser was one of those students. She's getting her PhD at Hopkins, and she owns a home near the Homewood campus.
We wanted to make sure that it was known that they are going against the will of 75% of undergraduate students who said that we don't want this bill, the long list of faculty that's growing, the number of neighborhood community associations, the Nurses United Union that's currently fighting Hopkins.
In a written statement, a spokeswoman for Johns Hopkins praised the Senate for its vote on Wednesday. Quote, "We believe a Johns Hopkins Police Department can be a model of constitutional community policing that has more public and community oversight than any other Maryland law enforcement agency." The bill could get a final vote in the Senate as early as today. The House version has not yet gotten out of committee. If it gets to Governor Larry Hogan, he is likely to sign it. In a statement sent Wednesday, a spokeswoman said he supports the initiative. I am Rachel Bay in Annapolis for 88.1 WYPR.